Heyo, it's your boy Big Bumble Bali with some of that fresh, hot Grease Valley Radio. Oh boy, we're having a great week over here. I hope y'all are doing good. And man, I cannot wait to bring you this episode because we are featuring the adventures of Cassidy Shootout Oakley, motherfucking cyborg centaur cowboy that lives in all of our hearts. You know, way deep down there, a true heart and soul adventurer in the filthy states. And he has finally discovered the esoteric Mud Chem Festival. Season 39. Yeah, I mean, I've done some research on the Mud Chem Fest, and I'll bring you my research. But more importantly, man, I've got live audio of Cassidy from the festival itself. He's in there right now. And you know, I'm not gonna air anything live, but you will hear what it's like inside of the biggest marauder den fucking festival in the whole filthy states. Maybe the whole broken world. Shit, man. And no, this is not a technical question. No, he's not questing. I'm not Aaron questing. Whoa, who said that? He's seeking relics. He's seeking an ancient relic, like always. You know what I mean? It's totally different. It's different shit. And, I got some cryptid reports to bring you guys. Captain Grimble and his MJet been flying around, and I got them reports. Ooh, and maybe even an update on our science experiments, some wrestle updates. We've had a lot of help from Robot Prince Ern. So you want to hear about that, man? I've got plenty to bring you. So let's get into it with some scavenged info I found on the Mud Chem Festival. Yeah. So from my research, I've been doing plenty of research on the Mud Chem Festival, trying to find the history, the kind of people that go there, what would be expected there, maybe even like the lineup. And I've been talking to locals. I've been checking online rave forums, the party forums, and man, from what I could tell, the Mud Chem Festival began shortly after the money era crumbled in year one of the no money era. A mass gathering of musicians of all sorts. Motherfucking, you got all the partiers, all the ravers, if you've ever been to a music festival, man, you might have been one of the people to show up to this one, because this was the music festival to literally end the world. Everyone thought the whole world was crumbling after money stopped, so they said, fuck it, let's get together all of our drugs, all of our fucking party energy, all of our crazy bring everything, bring your foods, bring your cars, bring all of your drugs, your boozes, man, you make fancy crystal necklaces, bring it here, we'll bring everything here, and we'll party until the world is officially dunzy. You know what I mean? Why would we spend the last of our days motherfucking hanging around and just waiting for our death? Let's have fun while we're doing it. And I love that mentality going into it. I could really appreciate how they viewed the post-apocalypse. But, things kept going, you know what I mean? They hold up deep in the mud flats of Watub, Arizona, this forever music festival, a congregation of truly all of the world's drugs, its music, its party fiends, food trucks, all the kind of entertainment, all the fringe entertainment you can imagine, man, all inside of the Mud Chem Festival. But, they started realizing, shit, the world's not ending, and we're running out of resources. Now, they wrote it out for pretty good time. I mean, I imagine if you were one of the OG Mud Chem Festers, you've got some stories, because they went for nearly 2 years. They went for 687 days, is what they recorded, of straight party, boy. You know what I mean? Straight raving, straight having one of the best music festivals in the whole wide world. But after that 687th day ended, they needed more resources. They needed to stock up so they could have another festival. So the system they landed on apparently is they began having seasons, you know what I mean? They'd have an off-season and an on-season. And in the off-season, man, they would form up and they'd make caravans, they'd make scavenger groups, and in these off-seasons, they'll go scavenge resources, they'll get more fans, they'll travel around and do tours from city to city, from filthy state to filthy state, you know what I mean? I heard they even went across the Pacific Highway and brought back a bunch of party fiends from across the fucking sea, you know what I mean? And with all their new fans and all their new, you know, they get more food trucks, they loot as much as they can, so they bring home all the loot, and then they party! They party for the whole on season! They got two on seasons every year, they got a fall and a spring season, you know what I mean? And the summer and winters, they calm down. I mean, everyone's gotta go do their own things and shit like that. The spring season lasts a little longer because, you know, come that fall season, man, winter's coming and nobody likes a nuclear winter. So, you know, everyone's stocking up, but man, they got all sorts there nowadays. I mean, when it first started, all the party fiends, all the food truckers, everyone's chill. But nowadays, man, they got motherfucking drug alchemists set up down there. They got motherfucking cults, gangs. They got hyper pop stars leading their posses around, beating up and looting whoever they fucking want, you know what I mean? Like, I'm all down for some good music. I've even heard they got a couple party gods visit every once in a while. And you know, you never know what you'll find there. All these people, these marauders, these motherfucking scavengers, sorcerers, you never know what they're gonna have on them. So you gotta look around. And oh boy, like I said, I think this is him dialing in now. It's the man, Cassidy Shootout Oakley, gonna bring us some live audio. Oh, yeah, you know, a little delayed. I'm gonna make sure everything's cool first. I'm not gonna just send you guys into a hell fuck. Gonna send it over to Cassidy, you know what I mean? How is the Mudchem Festival going?
Well, howdy there, my Grease family. Oh, been a long time. How's Grease Dog High been going lately, Bolly? I love y'all updates, but right now I'm currently in Merchant Grove. Now, Merchant Grove has the highest vendors and normally the drunkest salesmen. I mean, you could find any sort of thing here, any drug, any weapon. I mean, anything this side of the Pacific, they got it, Chef.
Hey, I got rat dust. Finest in the county, best rat dust you'll ever see.
Shits. You want my sauce dogs. What? You want my fucking imitation burgers. That's what you want to eat.
Nah.
Hey, fuck them. Come over here, sibling. Come check out my wares. Stolen Vulcan goods. Shoot straight through a fucking mountain.
Nah, sorry. Gonna have to pass, partner. Shit, I can't tell the difference between a fucking food truck and a goddamn jamboree lab. I can't tell if I'm gonna get drugs or a fish taco. I'm just trying to get around here. I'm trying to look around. It's fucking crazy. They've even got a whole religious sector. Got money popes, gemstone hordes out there recruiting. Shit, I've even seen some wax legionnaire activity. I don't know what they're doing all the way down here. I just try to avoid all the Lone Star gunmongers, all those mailing laser tit motherfuckers. It's Scumfuck Valley. I mean, the music lineup is alright. They got god rock bands, industrial jazz lords. Shit, they got hyper pop stars. They're more than I can even name. And then they got their posses and they go around and they beat up citizens, and the citizens are like, yes, kick me more, Tessa Glowheart. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck's wrong with these folk? They've even got celebrities like Minotaur Adam coming on down. And now, don't get me wrong, Minotaur Adam, a good wrestler. I like a good nuclear barbarian. But Don Tootin, I don't know what he's doing down here. He can't be playing kayfabe. And motherfucking Highway Empress Killosophy is gonna show up. I heard she's the queen of the C4 hatchet toss. I'm getting on that kind of entertainment. And trust me, there's a lot of minor relics here. But I'm here for the big relic. I'm here for no reason. I'm here for the Bigum. I'm gonna bring the Bigum all the way home. I'm gonna do some more exploring around here, and I'll get back to you soon, Bali. You stay around. You keep my feed live, please. All right, I'll get to you soon. Cassidy out.
Hey, so we're gonna leave Cassidy alone for a little while, let him search around, see what he can find. He's under covers right now. He can't act like he's talking to some, I mean, I don't know, all those people are fucked up down there, I don't know if they'll notice, but you know, let him go search around, and then in the meantime, oh boy, have I got some great updates for you. Firstly, a little quick update on Larkin. Oh boy, my slime hawk. She's growing up, she's more than a juvenile at this point. Her training? Oh my god! Thank you, Glinda Slashly, the motherfucking barbarian knight, you know what I mean? She is amazing. She went home for a week on holiday, you know, she's gotta go do the Dance of Steel over in, what's up, Minnesota, I believe is where she is home. Do you know her and her ancient clan of warriors? They're gonna go do their Dance of Steel, a very honorable tradition. And you know, oh boy, Larkin? Holy shit, Larkin is incredible. What a great fucking companion at this point. Like, man, Larkin could swoop down. She caught her first Hydro Frog. That's no easy feat, man. Hydro Frogs, they're gonna shoot you with their fucking bubble cannons. You don't know what's gonna go on. So congratulations to her. I don't know how big Larkin's gonna get at this point. Maybe big enough one day to take on and defeat her mother, the Slime Hawk Queen. But you know, let's have to see what's going on. I know Larkin's gonna keep the valley safe, and that makes me feel very secure. Can't wait for Glinda Slashly to come back. She hasn't said a word to me yet, but like in person, but she's very good with her nonverbal communication, so I give her that, and I can't wait to have her back. And oh boy, I mentioned it, but last time Captain Grimble took out the MJet, did some scouting, and we finally got recon pylons. He sent down some recon pylons for me. Now, to give you a description, it's kind of like these pylons we set up that are camera stations. It has multiple cameras set up all around it, and it also has a controllable drone that could shoot off the top of it, and I could do surveillance in the areas. We got it all over in different regions, so we could track different factions' movements, try to find different cryptids, see if there's any new Sarenstone motherfucking formations happening. So it's really informative for us, and I feel like an amazing step for the Grease Valley as a faction and as a kind of like a city-state as a whole, you know what I mean? We finally have some information on the world. And we got one down in the Eastern Red Rocks and the Northern Swamp Kingdom, a couple on the Bloodstone Highway. I mean, we're sending down more recon pylons every trip, so shout out to Captain Grimble. But here is some of the also juicy cryptids that we have been able to see. When you set up cameras in the most random places and stuff like that, you never know what you're gonna get. And from the Red Rocks, oh my goodness, we found some hoop snakes. Have you ever heard of hoop snakes? Man, these things are fucking crazy. So it's a snake that forms a circle by biting onto its own tail and rolls around different deserts. They were reported even in the money era. These things were reported in Canada, southern United States, man, even motherfucking Australia would report hoop snakes. Now the crazy thing about hoop snakes and the ones I've been able to observe, they'll wait for a pack animal to go down into, say, a mesa or a canyon on the edge of it, and they will bite onto their own tail, and the hoop snake will roll down the mesa or canyon walls, going at enormous speeds. You don't know how fast a motherfucking snake can roll when it forms a wheel. And motherfucker, that thing rolls down the thing and flings itself like an arrow with tail first to impale its prey. It is terrifying. I saw them take down a pack of water buffaloes going through that area. Fucking horrifying to see a bunch of hoopsnicks just circling the fucking pack and then flinging themselves and then strike. Once they got their tail impaled into you, man, that snake is just striking the fuck out of you. It's horrible. It's terrible. Watch out for those hoopsnakes. I have got reports of Champy. I've seen a lot of merchants traveling around in Wattub, Vermont, and there is said to be a new cash prize for the best picture of Champy. You gotta go take a picture with the lake monster Champy, and you know, all of the things say do not disturb Champy, do not be an asshole, you know, take as many nature pictures, and they're even offering a reward, individual rewards for turning in poachers. Many cryptid poachers exist in the world, and they're fucking disgusting to me, so I really support the idea of putting a reward for bringing in their heads. I mean, it's dead or alive, but shit, they don't care about killing animals, so I don't know. And, ooh, a really weird one, actually. I got a Swamp Kingdom monster, apparently, on the prowl. It's a mystery cryptid. These things happen a decent amount in the cryptid world. You know, it's just vague records. People keep bringing in different things. No one can see what's going on. I mean, you got claw marks on these trees. You got a report of a dead animal over here. So, you know, you never really know what's going on. This specific Swamp Kingdom monster is said to have razor sharp claws, like motherfucking steel claws that can rip through a car. It is supposed to have osteodern plating on its back. That's an armor type plating on this animal, and it's said to a couple different occasions, merchants were able to hunt this thing down and get a good look at it, or try to like corner it, but it will vomit. They have found numerous vomit piles. And it said that by vomiting up whatever it just ate, it's able to run quicker and escape its capture. So, absolutely crazy. Be careful for the vomiting, razor clawed, osteodern shelled Swamp Kingdom monster. You know what I mean? And one of the last ones, holy moly, so fucking terrifying. On the nautical land, man, the Broken Coast is reporting Goliath coconut crabs. Yeah, you know them. The ones, like the ones that ate Amelia Earhart. Fucking terrifying. Bunch of crabs ripping flesh apart. They're said to be terrorizing local highways. If you drive down one, be careful. You don't know if that's the old shell of a fucking semi truck or if that's a fucking giant coconut crab waiting for you, you know what I mean? And then, actually, last report here, man, fucking Pacific Highway mega bats are returning to land. I can't confirm this one, and these are like confirmed cryptids, but could they really be returning to land? Is this a new species of them? Are they being able to become biodiverse and switch between their own biomes? I don't know what's going on, but I do not want a giant mega bat hovering above my house threatening to drink all of my oil, you know what I mean? Those things are terrifying. So let's wait a second. Wait a minute, folks. I'm getting an emergency update. Everyone, get your head on the ground. Watch out. Oh, man, there's a reported massive brawl breaking out at the Chrome Garden ritual stage at the Mudchem Fest right now. This is not good. Let's check on Cassidy. Let's see how he's doing right now.
Why in there, dear trashy ass, hands off of me. Get your grumpy paws away from me, you motherfucking marauding, you dumpster fiends. Get away from me! Get off! Ugh. It seems my cover's been blown, Bali. Don't you worry for one second. Oh yeah, I've always got a plan up my sleeve. And now I'll send you some communications. Get off me! I'll send you communications. You don't worry about me now. All part of the plan. I will talk to you soon.
What the fuck? It seems a bunch of cyborg dumpster marauders and a bunch of fucking meth alchemists have carried Cassidy away. Cassidy's sending me updates that everything's okay and this is all part of the plan, but this is really concerning. They're bringing him towards the main stage right now. I won't be playing anything else that's coming up live. I'm gonna make sure everything's okay, but I trust Cassidy. Cassidy's telling me not to panic, so we're gonna trust him, and I'm gonna go to commercial so that I could assess the situation and bring you guys back, hopefully. Run commercial, please.
Yo, what's up,
Tobin Montani, internet's most trusted music reviewer, here to promote Tessa Glowheart, the Cosmic Iconoclast, and her Filthy States tour. She's featured on her latest album, The Nebula Girl. Oh my god, 5 out of 5 with hit singles like Star Mother Reborn and Face Fuck the Sky. You know what I mean? Even deep cuts like my favorite, Conceived in Periwinkle. Oh man, go watch her live on the LSD Fume stage online on the Mudchem Festival's page now. Go check it out and catch her in a venue near you this nuclear summer. Hey, go catch my reviews on TobinMontani.eu. Yo.
All right, folks, so we're back, and I've checked multiple live streams, and Cassidy keeps sending me messages saying that he's okay and to not to bring alarm to anything, but it does seem like he has been taken captive by the Dumpster Bandits, the main fans of the headlining group Goblin Law Militia Tribe. Now, they're an occultic acid folk band. I fucking hate their horrible music, disgusting lyrics, extremely problematic. I fucking hate these goons. I feel like Malin Laser Tits is fucking one of their biggest supporters. They are known chemical sorcerers and harbingers of ritualistic sacrifices. I don't like this shit. I don't fucking dig it. But Cassidy has informed me that this is all part of Operation Evil Eye. Now, this is something he has discussed with me before, but I didn't know it was going to be executed at the Mudchem Festival. He says that the only way for him to get this close to the ancient relic is to be captured and brought into this fucking stage. So we're going to see where this goes, I guess. It seems like they're trying to tie him up to an enormous ghoulish effigy. It seems like they plan on burning it or covering it in fucking oils. I don't know what's going on, but Jesus Christ. The whole crowd's forming around it. They're coming in giant waves. These blunt-wielding hooligans and fucking drunk occultists. This is bad. There's literal fucking ghouls climbing out of the trees and descending into the audience. This is... Oh god, a grotesque crowd is forming around the trash-covered stage. I mean, the stage literally looks like a fucking goblin's den. This place is disgusting. Cassidy, his giant iron robot body, his horse body tied up to the effigy. Cassidy says we've got to hold off, and he's sending me messages saying that their finale is reported to involve the ancient relic, the Evil Eye of Baylor. Now, this is a relic that Cassidy's been hunting for so long. It feels like since I met him. So he's finally got his hands on the ancient relic. It's here. It's at this Mudchem Festival. Now, we just can't blow it for him. He has to wait for them to reveal the eye. Now, the Evil Eye of Baylor is a Celtic relic, an ancient relic from the beyond times. The Baylor, the Cyclopean king of the Formarians, an evil army of horrid people who came to Ireland and destroyed all of the fucking people there, you know, terrible stuff. It was defeated with the Spear of Lug, something that Cassidy's definitely got his hands on before. So I'm believing that this giant cyclopean eye could also be, you know, a real relic that fucking Cassidy's gonna get tonight. I mean, it'd be fucking huge. Now, it said that this giant fucking eye has annihilated whole towns, turned cities and its inhabitants into stone. A devastating relic, no doubt. I don't know how it found its way to Whatub, Arizona, but apparently Goblin Law Militia Tribe is planned a ritual to have Baylor's evil eye gaze upon them and their audience. What? God damn it, it says they want to create a spiritual moment where they can all become way totally stoned and annihilated, you know what I mean? God damn it, they don't know the fucking power behind this relic. Cassidy's gotta save them all from fucking killing themselves right now. The stage is prepped and all the roid heads are raging, so I don't know at what moment this is gonna... Cassidy's plan better fucking work. I can't air another disaster. It's here. The Goblin Law Militia tribe's coming out in their ATVs and their motherfucking golf cart. Oh, Cassidy's cutting. Let's go to Cassidy live.
Well, hell, Molly. You see it? 700 pounds, 8 feet big, a giant orb of flesh and eye, and it's coming home with Cassidy, baby.
Why are you bunch of mosh pit in my fingers? Oh, good God! Cassidy's leaped from the effigy and is laser firing his way to the stage. Oh my God, he's stomping his way to the stage. Will he be able to make it through the toxic mosh pit these ghouls have formed in front of him? Cassidy's got a bowl of fire his way out of this wall. Oh my goodness.
Out of my way, you filthy marauders! You get out of here! Just gotta get up on the stage! Y'all of y'all, off the stage! Nah, I don't care about your goblin law! I gotta keep all these ghouls out of here! Yeah, fuck! Alright, hoisted on my back with my extra arms! I'm gonna make a platform with my back! While you catching all this? Oh, holy hell! He's hoisted up. Now I just gotta blast my way out of this fucking festival. Out of my way, you ritualistic goons. There's so many fucking ghouls. Don't you worry for one sec. No, Cassidy always makes it out alive. I'll check in with y'all soon, but consider this a success. My festival, you're fucking mine, baby. And I'm going hiring with the evil eye of my day lawyer.
Hey, Molly, I'll talk to you soon.
Cassidy, out.
Oh, well, holy hell, it sounds like that's a success. It's a huge fucking success, as long as Cassidy could, you know, make his daring escape like he always does. But he's retrieved the ancient relic. He's got the evil eye of Baylor. There's no telling what will come next. I mean, oh, fuck. It's hard to follow that up, but I'll round out the episode with some great fucking news, some final good news for all of us to share. Now, I talked about an update on Robot Prince Urn, so let's get right to it. The pink elephant prince himself, Urn. Oh my God, he's been helping out the community so damn much. He's helped everyone a ton, and I mean... Grease Valley is thriving with his help. I mean, the squirrel farm is on overproduction. We've even got a fucking schmeg farm. Oh my God, it's coming to fruition. It's got some beautiful buds coming out of it. I'm so excited for it. And maybe help us put us on the market. And speaking of putting us on the market, making Grease Valley a major trade center, listen to this. Urn has had a collaboration with Ripley Fawn, our scientist, so here's some science updates, because they have started a new farm, a new type of farm, to get a new form of grease. Now, with this new grease, we will be able to fuel anything, because it's gonna have a motherfucking M-fuel version. We're gonna make M-grease. And with this blue, viscousy grease, we'll be able to Jesus Christ, we'll be able to fuel anything in the world, maybe. Now this is a potential game changer. It could Oh, God. We could be the producers of the best fuel in the whole filthy states. Fuck it, in the whole broken world. This shit's definitely more pure than motherfucking the best holy fuel that was ever made in the Swamp Kingdoms. Like, this could be a game changer. We could become one of the biggest economic hubs in the world. We could trade for whatever the fuck we want at this point. Like, definite game changer. But we're still in the testing phases. We don't know what's going to happen with this grease. We're sending it through the fryers. We're letting the grease piles form up. We're testing the greases. It's not able to pick up the M fuel so well, but we think by maybe, I don't know, throwing some more coins in there. We've even found that, like, old paper money has a resonance of the fucking M fuel on it. So I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to get something going. But I'll bring you updates on if we're able to get that up on its feet. But they started the fuel farm, and we got a schmeg farm, a fuel farm. Jesus Christ, the Grease Valley's on the up and up. I'm telling you that, and I knew it. Robot Prince Urn would pull through for the valley. I knew it. Oh boy, y'all gotta throw a celebration for me. But he's an awesome guy, and I hope that we could keep all of this going, and we could further enhance the Grease Valley. Such great news. Everything has been really nice, so let's wrap it up on an amazing, wrap-up. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley to you. Well, goddamn, Grease Babies, lots of updates, a whole Mudchem Festival, a successful operation, you know what I mean? Our boy Cassidy made it out alive. It's been a great time with you guys, and I hope we never have to visit the scum fucks that make up the Mudchem Festival anytime soon. This is season 39. I don't want to imagine how much longer they'll be able to keep this going, but we'll be able to avoid it, and I'm just glad Cassidy was finally able to find his mega relic. He's been looking for the evil eye of Baylor for so long, and to come to think of it, I don't even think I've asked what he plans on doing with it. So, I can't wait to get in touch with him again, and, nevertheless, let's get a checkup going. Ayo, what's the water? How your water's level doing? You need water to survive. You can't just survive off of soda and juice. You need to have all the Wawa inside of you. How much bullets you got? Or, you don't have to have bullets, but what kind of defenses do you have? Do you at least have a fence up? Maybe some bottles on a chain that will rattle and you'll know if people are coming at you? You got camera system set up? Like, what are you doing to protect yourself? It's sucks that we have to live in a world where you have to protect yourself, but you can never be, you can be too safe. People get, once you start getting into the preemptive attack type shit, not good. Being like, I stabbed that guy because I don't know, he could have robbed me. Nah, none of that. But gotta be able to defend yourself when you need to, and one really good one that I like is a form of camouflage. Like, I make my place look like a dumpster fire. I set up a bunch of barrel fires, I set up rabid dogs, I set up a bunch of fucking trash, I throw trash all over, and the marauders are just like, there's nothing here. You think I'm gonna rob this dumb motherfucker? I have found a 73% decrease in marauder attacks ever since I gunked up my home. So, maybe something to consider. And definitely one thing I want to emphasize, your pets. How are your pets doing? Those are the things that care about you. So you gotta care about them. It's more than food and water. It's more than cleaning out their poop. It's about, spending time with them, caring for them, showing them the love and compassion they deserve, because if they're stuck inside your shitty fucking house all day, even if you have the best house in the world, man, you get tired of your house, you want to leave your house, so your pet might want to also. I don't care if it's a pet cat, pet piranha, pet octopus, man, you gotta spend time, you gotta motherfucking party with you, bring these things to your parties, and really bring them to the bar, bring your dog to a bar. are, who's gonna stop you, like, you know, really spend quality time with your animals, and, oh boy, make sure you log into fight.com, for the best wrestling horde content, and all the indies, they got all the fucking indies on there, and, you know, to participate in Slamtopia 67, the hottest pay-per-view of the whole decade. Man, I'll be there. Will you? Shit. I love me some good wrestling. I cannot wait for Slamtopia 67's amazing card. I want to play as many ads as I can for them. I want to self-promote for them. Shit, man. I cannot get enough of this wrestling. And I have never seen a hunger stampede. I've seen a motherfucking grocery store stampede. I've seen a mall stampede. I've seen a stadium stampede. Man, that was one of the best ones way back then with the Bucks and versus the Inner Circle. And Sammy Guevara gets Northern Lights Super to cross the whole football field. That's like 25 suplexes in a row. I'm so excited to review this pay-per-view and talk all the wrestling with you guys. So you guys gotta stick around and, you know, watch out for the ones close to you. Be careful for those fucking wax legionnaires and, have a great week, folks. This has been That Grease Valley Radio to you. Grease Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB/Sebastian Buderbaugh. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B/BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, at Grease Radio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, at Grease Radio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon at Grease Radio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon at Grease Valley Radio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp. Type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist slash gun bard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio to you.